Apocalypse, I was saying that the collective IQ of humanity has dropped for the first time in nearly a century. And I got a couple of texts about this because I was saying the collective IQ has dropped, and then I shared a story of a lady who went to Jamaica and tried to smuggle in weed into Jamaica to show them, her friends in Jamaica, that weed in America is better. And I'm like, well, there's a prime example of IQ dropping. I got a text here says the girl smuggling weed probably made an A in the Taylor Swift class in college. Yeah, we were talking about that earlier too. Bobby, IQ's dropped because of the so-called smartphones or really dumb phones, because we used to remember all the phone numbers and addresses, any numbers now, but I can't even remember my own number because of my smartphone. It should be called dumb phones. Yeah, or the smoke. See, that's the thing. We have smartphones now that's making us become dumb. Because you're right, like I can't remember hardly anybody's number. I can recognize certain, like when it calls, I'm like, oh, I recognize that number, but I can't recite it. I don't remember addresses, forget about it. Directions, I don't need no directions anymore. My GPS tells me where to go. Yeah, there's a lot of things. You're right. Good point. All right, top three stories here. President Biden says that the banking system is safe as the government is stepping in to stop any kind of financial crisis. Two banks now have been rescued by the federal government already, and we've had particularly regional banks have had massive drops in their shares today, but that not people aren't making a run on deposits like they were the other two places. President Xi Jinping from China is expected to visit Russia next week, and severe storms are going to batter the east and the west coasts. The west coast is going to be dealing with some possible flooding, flash flooding, and some snow, and the east coast is going to be dealing with the nor'easter. So lots of rain on both coasts. Those are your top three stories. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. And now it's time for your legislative update here. There is about constitutional carry. I know a lot of people have been wanting to get constitutional carry passed. It is ready for a Senate floor vote, but it came for the Senate floor vote on Friday. They still have not voted on it yet. So still waiting for that one to come about. But as it pertains to firearms, a bill banning financial institutions like Visa and MasterCard, a bill that would prevent them from tracking gun purchases, has passed along committee. Because remember, there was a federal thing that was going to have Visa and MasterCard, anytime anybody used them to purchase firearms or ammunition, they would keep a database of that. There's a bill that's going to prevent them from being able to do that, at least in the state of Florida, and that right now it's just passed committee. Another bill that is restructuring higher education in Florida, including getting rid of DEI programs. This was actually introduced by our representative here in Pensacola, Alex Andrade. He says, I believe that state universities should be focused on teaching students how to think, not what to think. And so it's going to be getting rid of DEI programs, which is your like the environmental impact of different rules and regulations and stuff like this. Diversity, equity, inclusion programs, environmental impact type programs, stuff like that. Of course, we know that Governor DeSantis has already been speaking out, pretty vocal about getting rid of this stuff. So this bill has advanced in the House. It's still not ready for a floor vote yet, though. Remember, the other thing the federal government is trying to do is ban gas stoves. And the reason to ban gas stoves is because there has been shown some chemicals that have been able to show that it can cause cancer and it can cause other things. So the federal government's looking to step in, ban gas stoves. Well, a bill has passed the first committee here in Florida that would prevent a ban on gas stoves in Florida. So, according to James Buchanan, the bill sponsor there, quote, people love their natural gas, they love their stoves, let's protect them, end quote. And yeah, I agree. I know the people who I know who are like cooks and chefs, they all prefer to cook on natural gas or cook on gas stoves instead of electric. So, yeah, that would do, I'm sure there would be a lot of people who'd be very upset over getting that. And this is another thing, too. So you want to get rid of the gas stoves. So that'll make everybody switch to electric stoves. which is going to put more strain on our electric grid, which is already strained and is already going to get more strained because of all the electric cars that the government is trying to push for us to drive. And so, it's like, does anybody not see any issues or any problems that are going to be rising with all this push on electricity, electricity, electricity? Which, by the way, a lot of the electricity still, by the way, still comes from dirty sources like coal. So it's not like electricity is coming from solar power or wind power. It makes up less than 20% of the grid. So it's like, okay, whatever. All right, continue on here with your Florida legislative update as we are in the middle of the legislative session here in Florida. A House bill making strangulation a felony has cleared the first committee. Wait, that's not already a felony? Like, that's kind of weird. But I guess there would be even more strict penalties, and it would become a felony. And this is cleared the committees unanimously, not unexpectedly right there. Then let's move into schools again. So we mentioned this before, last year. It didn't go anywhere. I mean, it went through committees, but it never got to, like, the House floor vote or the Senate floor vote in the last legislative session. It's been brought up again. What is it? It's athletes who go to school at charter schools. A lot of these charter schools don't have athletic programs. But there's, you know, some kids want to, or parents want their kids to go to a charter school for the education, yet they also want them to be able to participate in sports and athletics. So there was a bill that will allow charter school athletes to play for private schools. And there was a separate bill pertaining to this. Now what they've done is they've basically added this on as amendment to a different bill, to a larger bill. And this has passed committee in the House. So this would be one that would, and apparently, I guess, kids with, some kids can do it for, can play for public schools, but not for private schools. Instead of wanting to expand it to say, if you're at a charter school, you'll be able to play sports for a private school. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Got one more update for you as it pertains to transgender athletes. But first, let's get traffic on the flies with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic report brought to you by Avalon HR. Still seeing slow-moving traffic. That's going to be in the eastbound direction on 98 due to an accident. Scene of the accident is off Tiger Point Boulevard, and the slowdowns are going to start right near the Breeze Cinema. Throughout Pensacola, I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. Very slow-moving traffic today on Davis Highway. That's going to be right near East Olive Road in both the north and southbound direction. And we do have some slowdowns. This is going to be in Milton off Stewart Street. We have a small accident that's causing some slight slowdowns. This is going to be right off of Munson Highway. See something else on the roads? Give me a call at 850-2626-111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Avalon HR. With so much going on, you need Avalon, employing made easy. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So there's debate going on. So this did not advance in any of the committees. Instead, the debate was happening in the committees pertaining to transgender athletes. As you know, there's other states that have cracked down on transgender athletes, saying transgender, somebody who's born a male cannot compete in female sports. This is being debated right now in our state. There is, there's attorneys that are trying to, so we had one already, a bill passed in 2021. There's been a challenge to that bill that would ban transgender female students from playing in women's and girls teams. And so there, as the courts are dealing with this, the legislature is trying to see what else they can do to shore up this law to make sure it stands. Or if it gets knocked, if it gets struck down, is there a different type of law that they can come up with in order to ensure that biological females are the only ones playing female sports? It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, you can text or call 850-437-1620. Then let's see here. We've got the if the government really cared about people not getting cancer, they'd move more, be more vigilant about what goes into our food, ban cigarettes. Again, government cares about money, follow the money. They don't give a toot about putting strain on our grids. A toot? Okay. I think toots also cause cancer. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, top trending news with John Pickens over in the newsroom. Pet's call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We've got a text here saying the government doesn't give a toot about putting strain on our grids. If they really cared about cancer, they would have us. They would control other things. And I was just joking. I said, I think toots cause cancer too. Got a text that says, no, Bobby, toots don't cause cancer. Toots cause pink eye. Oh. Thank you very much for that clarification. I appreciate that. Leap for Change is Leadership Pensacola's two-class project that's going to help provide basic needs, including food, hygiene products, clothing, and other necessities to specific local organizations that serve families and children living in Pensacola. To learn more about the projects and to donate, go to newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. Come up here in about 7 minutes. We've got your daily dad joke of the day, and also want to get into a story pertaining to seaweed that we need to know about. That's coming up in about 7 minutes.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
That's right. With service-related jobs topping employment gains, Florida's unemployment rate dipped slightly as 2023 began. Florida Department of Economic Opportunity today released a report showing the January jobless rate at 2.6%. An estimated 286,000 Floridians qualified as out of work in January from a workforce of 10.855 million. A 32-year-old Laurel Hills woman died after crashing into a tree in Okaloosa County over the weekend. It happened Saturday night on East 2nd Street in Laurel Hills. Florida Highway Patrol says the woman drove off the road and onto the shoulder. She then apparently overcorrected and went back across the road to the other shoulder and hit a tree. No other details on this crash were released. Finally, Bobby, spring break is now happening, and in Okaloosa County, zero tolerance is the policy. Sheriff's office says they've issued 132 citations for underage possession of alcohol so far. They posted photos of a recent stop on social media where four teens were found with fake IDs, alcohol, marijuana, and paraphernalia. Deputies warn that having a fake driver's license can result in a felony charge.
I'm actually surprised that's still a thing. I don't know why it surprises me, but when I read that earlier as well, the number of fake IDs, I'm like, I'm surprised you were even trying to do that. Fake IDs are not like what they used to be back in the day. Now they got all these holograms and they got, you know, different hidden pictures and the things and stuff.
Right.
Like, I'm surprised they're even attempting it. So
interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Actually, you want to hear something kind of crazy?
Yes.
Just today, I stopped at the Dollar Tree and just to pick up something real quick.
Uh-huh.
And the manager was talking to an employee and telling her, like, when you get done ringing this guy up, I need you to come into the office. I need to show you a fake $50 bill that came through earlier.
Oh.
She didn't say when it came. It might have been like last week or whatever. But she was like, I need to show you this fake $50 bill. That way you can identify it and see that. And I was like, that's kind of crazy. Like
that they're still doing it.
Using a fake 50 or fake hundreds. I mean, we had a case in Baldwin County like a year or two ago. There was multiple fake hundreds that were popping up.
Oh, wow.
And so I've been kind of keeping my ear out to see if there's anything else. And so I said something like, you know, this happened, you know, regularly. Is this like the first time it's ever happened? And they're like, oh, no, this kind of stuff happens regularly. It's just not like every day. It's not every week. But every now and then they get like a fake $50 or fake $100 bill coming through. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. So, I mean, here I am. I don't even freaking carry cash.
I don't either. So, I mean, I got to have some first to carry it. But, you know.
Exactly. That's funny. And then that, you know, that other story about the lady overcorrecting and getting in the accident, unfortunate story right there. But it does make me wonder, because we've seen many situations like when somebody hits a building or, you know, they jump the curb and do something. Often the story is they overcorrected. And it makes me wonder how much texting and driving might have had something to do with these situations. Where you're not paying attention, then you hit something, or then all of a sudden you realize what you're doing, and then you overcorrect because you're just kind of like scared, you kind of shock yourself. And it just makes me wonder how much of it is, how much texting and driving might be
or even
contributing to
she might have been on a intense phone call.
Yeah. She said her was an intense phone call. Which it might have been a text phone call too, though. I'm just saying.
So, or even FaceTime.
All right. Exactly. Now let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Traffic update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. On 98, we still have slow-moving traffic in the eastbound direction. We had an accident right off of Tiger Point Boulevard, and we're still seeing delays because of it. So you're going to start seeing slowdowns right around College Parkway is where it gets pretty heavy, but after the scene of the accident, it does clear up. On 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge, we're looking good. I-10, I-110, not showing any delays. Heading north and southbound on Davis Highway near East Olive Road, expect some slowdown. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Coming up here next, we've got your daily dad joke, and I got to give you an update pertaining to seaweed. That's next on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here in a little less than 2 minutes, got your Fox News update, followed by your sports hit. And then we talk about a new report about crimes during daylight savings. So that's all coming up here in a few minutes.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's Daily Dad Joke.
My sister just delivered a baby. I always knew she had it in her. She, huh? That's good stuff right there. Here's another one for you. What type of doctor is Dr. Pepper? Well, he's a physician. A physician? Huh? That's good stuff. A giant seaweed blob visible from space is headed towards Florida's Gulf Coast. That's right. This is apparently a 5,000-mile-wide seaweed bloom that is headed towards the Florida Gulf Coast, and it's already starting to affect the Florida Keys, apparently. And they're worried that if it gets into the Gulf, then it's obviously going to block light from reaching coral and negatively impact air and water quality and create all kinds of other issues, obviously, because of how much light a 5,000 long, a mile wide seaweed blob will affect. That's crazy. So they're trying to, there's already been some places that are starting to look to possibly cancel events along the beach and everything. That's cool right now, Bobby Rossi. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Council on Aging of West Florida's second annual Kites on the Coast event is going to be 2 days of intergenerational high-flying fun on beautiful Casino Beach in Pensacola. It's going to be Friday, March 17th from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. and Saturday, March 18th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Communities invited to celebrate this classic pastime with kite flying activities, local vendors, food trucks, and show-stopping demonstrations from Chicago Kite and Sky FX. Proceeds from the event donations and sponsors support the seniors and programs served by the Council on Aging. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Ross. 92 local dependable. We were talking about the fake IDs that we're seeing in that there's a bunch of students who've been for having fake IDs. And I was saying days because IDs are not nearly as easy to fake as what they were when I was growing up. Bobby, just about everybody under the age of 21 has one. Every college student under age of 21 has one. You'd be surprised how even a bad ID can be. Okay. Well, that's I guess that's what it comes down to. If they're not being picky pertaining to the ID, then yeah, that would definitely have little something to do with it for sure. Okay, I see that. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 437-1620. Top three stories, and then we'll get to your sports hit. The banking system is, this is after the federal government has rescued two banks now, and as we see multiple, I do 100%, except for one situation. That was with IndyMac Bank. And even then, the majority of the deposits were 100% refunded, just not 100%. And so, you know, that was a horrendous, financial crisis. Tons of banks going under, and yet everybody's deposits were still secure. So I think it's, I think he's right. I think our banking system is safe because of FDIC insurance. President Xi may visit Russia next week, and severe storms are going to batter the east and the west coast as California is risking flash floods and some additional snow. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty, here's your sports hit. NBA is going to be on ESPN tonight at 6:30. Memphis Grizzlies take on the Dallas Mavericks, followed by the Phoenix Suns against the Golden State Warriors. NHL hockey on NHL Network beginning at 6:30. Colorado Avalanche taking on Montreal. And Major League Baseball preseason right now, the Dodgers beating Cleveland 11-4 in the bottom of the eighth. Angels over the Mariners 7-2 in the middle of the seventh. Giants over the Padres 10-7 at the top of the eighth. Tampa Bay beat Detroit earlier today. Washington beat Houston. Minnesota beat the Yankees. Toronto beat the Red Sox. And the Mets beat the Miami Marlins. And I'll get you your sports news right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays throughout Pensacola. We are still seeing slow-moving traffic on Davis Highway. This is going to be Davis Highway northbound right near the interstate. It's backing up to about Langley Avenue right in front of the PetSmart is where you're going to start seeing slowdowns, and that's going to continue until about East Olive Road. On Highway 90, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace, expect some typical afternoon traffic that's going to be on the bridge due to construction. Again, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace, patch of traffic right in the middle of the bridge. And our slowdowns on 98 are clearing up. We do still have some slowdowns. That's going to be on 98, heading eastbound on Tiger Point Boulevard, backing up due to an accident. It's going to start slowing down right around Country Club Road. So that's right near the Sonic Drive-In. And it's going to continue until after about the Starbucks where the scene of the accident is. If you see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, in sports news, the Kansas City Chiefs are signing Jawan Taylor from the Jaguars to replace Orlando Brown at left tackle. Bears linebacker Edmonds reportedly agreed to a record four-year deal. And then Jimmy Garoppolo is now signing with the Raiders. And it's a three-year deal, $67.5 million. So, yeah, very good for the Raiders. Obviously needing to replace Derek Carr after he went to the Saints. And I think it's a great pickup for the Raiders. Jimmy Garoppolo, I have no idea what it is the 49ers didn't see in him. I mean, he's taken him to the playoffs multiple times. Seems like he's got good character. I don't know, but he's moving on to the Raiders. Quarterback White, the quarterback with the Jets, well, he's leaving the Jets, going on a two-year deal with the Dolphins. Chargers running back Austin Eckler reportedly requests permission for a trade. The Eagles center, Jason Kelce, is going to play another season in Philadelphia. And in basketball, in college basketball, Georgia Tech has named Damon Stoudemire as their new head coach, and Ole Miss has hired the former Texas head coach, Chris Beard. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. That is your sports hit. So, Pensacola has gone ahead last week and submitted the letter in support of reinstating rail services through the Panhandle. So, this is support for the Northwest Florida Passenger Rail Corridor. And you remember when Mayor Reeves went to the mayor's meeting in D.C. or whatever, he found that there's actually interest to go ahead and expand the rail service to Pensacola, but there was some things that we have to do. First of all, we got to request it and everything like that. And there's some other studies and stuff they have to do. So the Pensacola City Council agreed to submit a corridor grant application to the Federal Railroad Administration. And so if this is approved, this is just the first step in bringing passenger rail service to Northwest Florida. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Now, daylight savings, I know some people are still trying to adjust. I can't believe it's still light outside right now. But there, some people are trying to adjust to daylight savings time. Well, and I've mentioned many, many times how I'm an avid supporter of just keeping daylight savings year-round. I don't like the switching back and forth, and I don't want to go standard time year-round. I want daylight savings. I like it better when it's darker in the morning and stays lighter longer in the day. And well, 21% of people surveyed said they like the back and forth. That's right. 1 out of 5 people are like, no, I like it going back and forth. Okay, weirdos. Just kidding. I'm teasing ya. But let me point this out. A new study found that crime rates drop during daylight savings time by about 7%. And there are particularly property crimes drop. A home security company looked at Vivint Smart Homes, looked at property crime rates between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. And they found that as the sun sets later in the day, property crimes drop. Things like shoplifting, breaking into cars, property damage, theft from buildings, theft of car parts like catalytic converters, stolen cars drop, and the number one drop in crime is robberies and muggings in general. So daylight savings time, less crime. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. The Gulf Breeze Arts Festival is coming up March 25th to 26th, and it's the 27th annual one for Gulf Breeze, so pretty nice right there. Explore 100-plus local, regional, and national fine artists, food vendors, student art show, a local artist show, and a silent auction. And you also have live artist demonstrations. Check out more on our website, newsradio923.com. It comes up once again March 25th and 26th. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from John Pickens over the newsroom, and then we've got your top stories on foxnews.com, our national news partners. So stick around for that as well. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Bobby's Brain Tease is coming up for you in about 6 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3. Right now, let's go over to John Pickens in the newsroom. John, what's up in the news?
Well, a fight at the Town and Country Plaza ended with a stabbing last night. Escambia County Sheriff's Office says two groups of people were leaving a bar on North Pace Boulevard when an argument broke out. Deputies say several people got out of their cars and started fighting. During the incident, one person was stabbed. Person was taken to the hospital into immediate surgery. There's no word on their current condition. Suspects fled the scene. So far, no arrests have been made. With service-related jobs topping employment gains, Florida's unemployment rate dropped slightly as 2023 began. Florida Department of Economic Opportunity today released a report showing this January jobless rate at 2.6%. An estimated 286,000 Floridians qualified as out of work in January from a workforce of 10.855 million people. And finally, Shakira's collaboration with Argentina DJ and producer Bizarrap on Music Sessions Volume 53 is breaking 14 Guinness World Records. Some of the achievements included most streamed Latin track on Spotify in 24 hours, most viewed Latin track on YouTube in 24 hours, and fastest Latin track to reach 100 million views on YouTube. GWR's official adjudicator, Mike Imprig, presented the pair with their certificates backstage in the recent appearance on Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. Man, 100 million views on YouTube.
That's a lot.
Yes.
And, surely they're making some money on that thing.
Oh, so. they getting paid.
Yeah, they should be. Mm-hmm. They should be. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. So the top story is Biden's new green mandates would make Americans dirtier and stinkier and raise prices. I'm like, wait, what? So this is President Biden's Department of Energy has proposed new efficiency standards for washing machines. It would require that new appliances use considerably less water, all in an effort to confront the global climate crisis. Now, of course, industry corporations have already voiced their opinion on the rules, saying the mandates will basically change the cleaning performance of their machines. It will take longer. The detergent will cost more, and in the end, the clothes will be less clean. And then there is, and so this is just one of the latest. So when the headline says, his new green mandate would make Americans dirtier and stinkier, that's what it's talking about, washing machines, because it would take longer for the washing machines to wash and stuff like that. So, yeah. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives, and I'll give you the rest of the top stories on FoxNews.com.
We still have some slight slowdowns on 98. This is going to be right at Tiger Point Boulevard, where we had an accident a little while ago, so we're still just seeing some slight slowdowns there, but other than that, we're checking in clear. Throughout 98 in Navarre, we're still seeing a little bit of slowdowns getting off of Navarre Beach on the causeway heading northbound, as well as 98 westbound throughout Navarre. Other than that, we are checking in clear throughout Pensacola. Really nothing to slow you down. Some slight slowdowns on Davis Highway right near the interstate, as well as typical delays leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on Highway 90. See something else, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Some of the other top stories on FoxNews.com. Families outraged after state commutes 44 murder sentences. This would be the state of Connecticut. Connecticut has commuted 44 murder sentences, one of which was a guy who was serving a 95-year prison sentence for a brutal murder of a younger lady, and they've commuted it 67 years, for example. So as you can imagine, a lot of families, particularly other victims, are outraged over these commuted sentences. Why would they do this? Prison overcrowding. That's part of the argument. Another argument is that because whenever they talk about prison overcrowding, it's usually non-violent criminals that they're looking to do things. And so you're thinking, don't let out the murderers. So, yeah, kind of a very bizarre thing happening over there in Connecticut. And then another top story on FoxNews.com, a Roman Catholic priest is suing after allegedly being fired for answering questions about marriage. So I looked this up. This happened in London. And he was working at a hospital, a public hospital, and he was meeting with a patient, asked him the question about the church's stance on sexuality and marriage. And, of course, he answered it honestly, what the church's stance is. The hospital fired him, saying that equality and diversity takes precedence over religious belief. Even though he's the Roman Catholic priest working there, basically they're trying to say, yeah, but you work here, you're going to have to put your beliefs and your religion's beliefs to the side and do what we want you and teach and say and share what we want you to share. Like, wow. But that's in London. I don't know how their legal system is over there, but, you know, obviously the United States of America was established on the freedom of religion for a reason. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi, on News Radio 92.3.
What?
It's Bobby's Brain Teases.
The working title for E.T. was A Boy's Life, but they ended up settling on E.T. People started celebrating Thanksgiving back in Canada in 1578, 43 years before the Pilgrims started celebrating it in America. SEAL Team 6 got its name to confuse the Soviet Union. There were only two Navy SEAL teams when it was established in 1979, but the Pentagon wanted the Soviet intelligence to think that there was more, so they came up with SEAL Team 6 for the name. Mike and Ike, they're not real people. They're imaginary food characters, just like Mr. Peanut or Betty Crocker. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, got an update for you on the drama surrounding the new Air Force One. That comes up next.